Welcome back to DollarWise, the show which seeks to help everyone improve their financial circumstances using easy-to-grasp financial tips.
Yeah, see it there? The game system what me dad tell you about?
Me see it, yes.
Me think me go buy it. What you think?
How much it cost? 50 grand? No, you always a ball, so you broke. How you go buy this?
The little brochure where the store put out say I just 4 grand a month fee. My most can't find that.
Me see the same brochure. And you're going to pay 4 grand for 2 years. That's $96,000. You really are going to pay $96,000 for a game that costs 50 grand? That sounds sensible to you?
It doesn't sound no way to me. We want it.
You serious?
Yeah, why not?
One word. Debt.
Debt often comes in really attractive packages, promising you things you want at rates that seem easy to manage. Expensive cars, jewelry, clothing, electronics. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking we can have these things easily by entering into debt agreements with financial institutions. Unfortunately, many persons end up finding out the hard way that these agreements can quickly leave you struggling with burdensome debt, which can stall your financial and personal development. With the assistance of financial advisor Cheryl Hansen-Simpson, we offer several tips you can follow to ensure this doesn't become you. Tip number one, do a budget.
What tends to happen is that people say, well, I want to get a certain item right away. But what they haven't worked out is understanding what their current obligations, what they need to pay right now before the debt came into place. Can they add this extra obligation into the mix and still be okay, still pay their other bills? So what you find is because most people don't do a budget, are not clear on what their total monthly obligations are, when you add another one to the mix, they tend not to be able to manage.
In essence, if you don't know how much money you actually have to spend, it's impossible to budget for a long-term loan. Once you're certain that you can accommodate new debt without compromising your financial stability, especially your savings, then you can consider entering into a loan agreement. Tip number two, make the money work for you.
There are good things that you can borrow money for, good purposes that are financially smart. For example, if you were to purchase a vehicle using some kind of financing and you were able to use that vehicle to help you to make money, whether it is get to work on time or to get a certain type of sales job, then you can say, okay, there is a financial reward for me having to pay this interest. Or let's say you borrowed to go for education and there's a plan for you to get a higher paying job.
Just because you sought a loan to achieve a specific objective doesn't mean it has to be the only objective. Actively explore ways to use goods or services obtained from the loan to make yourself money, which can then be used to repay the loan quicker as well as build up your personal net worth. Tip number three, know the fine details of the loan.
You have to understand the loan instrument that you're getting involved in. What is it saying? What does it tied you to? Because some of these things, you may think, okay, well, you know, by the end of the year, I'm going to get a lump sum, I can pay it off. However, if you look at the loan instrument, it has tied you into an interest plan that you still have to pay that interest even if you pay it off ahead of time.
It goes without saying that if you don't know the fine details of your loan agreement, you can be hit with hidden fees and charges that keep you paying out money long after you have repaid what you really owe. Learn the ins and outs of all the loan products available to you and ensure you choose the one most suited to your situation. And lastly, tip number four, exhaust all other options before taking on debt.
I would encourage people to look at is the true cost of debt. That interest cost to acquire this thing is actually you forking over your potential wealth to the financial institution. That interest cost that you're paying is feathering their nest instead of feathering your nest.
Make sure that debt is the only option that you have to accomplish your goals. And if so, be aware that the longer you remain in debt, the longer you are transferring your wealth to others. Ensure you manage your debt and repay it as quickly as possible so you can get back to the task of securing your financial future. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.